C. Listen to the conversation about the Yeshan Oriental Stork Village and choose all the correct statements based on what you heard in the conversation. Hey, Jack, did you know that the Yeshan Oriental Stork Village was officially designated as an Oriental Stork Conservation Area in 2009?
Really? Why was that village chosen?
In the past, the area was a major habitat for oriental storks. The wetlands and rice paddies provided the perfect environment for them. But modern farming methods, like the use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides, harmed their food sources, and wetland destruction reduced their natural habitat.
That's really unfortunate. So what did they do to restore the oriental stork population?
The restoration project started in 1996 at Korea National University of Education. Researchers focused on breeding oriental storks and reintroducing them to nature. However, the last remaining wild oriental stork in Korea died in 1994, meaning there were no native oriental storks left in the country. To bring them back, they introduced oriental storks from Germany and Russia to help repopulate the area.
Wow! So did the population start growing?
Yes! Thanks to artificial breeding, the number of oriental storks increased, and in 2015, they even established the Yeshan Oriental Stork Park to protect the birds and educate people about conservation.
That's incredible! Did the local farmers help in any way?
Yes. They adopted eco-friendly farming methods, like reducing pesticide use and restoring wetlands, to create a safe environment for the oriental storks.
It sounds like a perfect example of people and nature coexisting.
Exactly. That's why the village is considered a successful case of ecological restoration and community collaboration.